Okay, Grindworks Podcast 043. So here we are again, pushing out another solo cast. This one's because there's actually been a lot of stuff happening since the first one, which was episode 039. We'll just get right into it here. So, four out of the last five episodes have been with various skate parks and have been loosely based on two basic points. One, give some history of the park. Two, how has coronavirus affected you? While these episodes have been fun to record and to talk some business with a few different people, I don't really want to keep doing them. At least not in this format and atmosphere. Just kind of sucks, and it's a downer. Like, there's fun conversation, and there's good conversation that comes out of it, but it's not good. And I think that they're starting to become slightly repetitive. I catch myself saying the same things over and over, so... Yeah, that said, I do want to continue doing some park highlights and or, like, event promos like we did with the Wheelmill for the Winter Welcome Jam a handful of months ago. You know, from time to time, I don't really want that to be, like, what the whole podcast is and what it encompasses and everything. Sorry, I keep looking that way. I'm trying to see if I have a glare on my glasses, and I know I do, like, right there. It's annoying to me. Anyway, whatever. It is what it is. I don't really feel like wearing the goofy ones. And if I, take these off, I can't read my notes. Anyway. If I do continue to do those, hopefully it's not gonna be, like, based around shut down over a pandemic or anything else that's ridiculous, but... I do want to thank, again, the Wheelmill, Skate14, Wedgwood, and Keystone Rampworks for, you know, taking the time to chat and, you know, really get into some of the business side of stuff that they may otherwise not talk about and that you may otherwise not learn about. So, I thought they were all pretty good. And if you have not checked those out, make sure you go check them out. Like I said, it's last four out of the last five. So I think it's like 38, 40, 41, and 42. And then any of the other episodes as well after you finish those. So since this isn't another COVID-19 episode, what am I doing here? And I ask myself the same thing. It's basically a follow-up to episode 39. It's a 2020 jam announcements. Yay! Some other general housekeeping items, blah, blah, blah. I don't really want to keep you that long, so we're just going to keep on going. In the last solo cast, I gave a whole long history of Grindworks to build up to a discussion on overstretching the Grindworks branding. And, to recap, let's take a trip down memory lane. Through all of the history, going on 7 years now, I have somehow become the face of Grindworks. Although, I will admit that it's somewhat by design and somewhat just by circumstance. Obviously, as I mentioned before, I take a lot of control of some stuff and... also just in what I deem cool and what we're going to do in that regard. So, somewhat by design, somewhat by circumstance. With that in mind, I have managed all of our social media presence, some of them well, such as our Instagram, Facebook, and our website, and some of them not so well, such as our Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok, which is too new to really have a good comment there anyway. But in an effort to be in constant contact and remain completely accessible, everything I have touched in the last 6.5 years has been branded with Grindworks on it. Myself and Tyler Kramer had the Grindworks Ice House, which was a private DIY that we started and maintained for 1.5 years. I started the podcast and branded it Grindworks, which opened up more channels of social media to maintain, a YouTube channel, an Anchor channel, which pushes to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and a whole bunch of other podcast platforms that you've probably never heard of. We've teetered on and off from being a hub for random videos on the website, although I always shy away from it for a variety of reasons I don't necessarily want to dive into right now, but the bottom line is we aren't the come up. And I also changed my Xbox gamer tag and Steam account to Grindworks BMX, and this was in an effort to seamlessly tie everything together and basically improve accessibility to customers. The thought being, like, how cool is it that you can jump in a party chat or game with us? And then I started streaming some of the games on Mixer with the hopes of eventually streaming the podcast as well. We've streamed... That's better. Okay, we've streamed things like Pipe, Pipe by BMX Streets, and done some live games of bike on there. And then we have done a couple of, I think we call them socially distanced podcasts. And they were just live streams. One of them went well, the second one I don't even think I posted. So, this all seems great. And it was, but let me run something by you that I never really considered. What do you do when your core audience starts to shift based on some of these decisions? For example, through game streaming, I've gained a whole bunch of followers that I otherwise never would have. And I consider some of these people pretty good friends, and we like to keep up on what each other are up to. Regardless of the topics. So, like, this is really cool, right? On the other hand, if I use my Mixer account to broadcast a podcast live, my primary follower base on there is confused and doesn't care about what we're doing. Furthermore, if I try to promote and grow the stream channel, I can't tie these accounts back together on Instagram because the primary, and I'm going to say most important, follower base is BMX riders. So while some of them may not care or may be down to check out some gaming clips now and then, they're not looking to Grindworks BMX to provide that entertainment for them, and nor should they. So I've got a disconnect. Grindworks is stretched to my identity, so I can't necessarily shake it, and nor do I want to. But with so many irons in the fire and things I have going on that sometimes align and sometimes don't, I need to start separating some of these projects. My glasses are fogging up as I'm trying to read here, so give me 2 seconds. I already had to put the goofy ones on because the light was glaring so badly off my other ones, and I know it's still doing it off these, but not nearly as bad. Alright, where was I? So, okay, I need to start separating some of these projects, even if just slightly. I think it's in the best interest of both myself, the listeners, the followers, and probably the Grindworks branding in general. Are we back now? I think we're back now. Whew, what a trip. Alright, so now that you're relatively caught up, why are we talking about it again? Because a few people hit me back with some input, and we chatted a little bit, and I did make a decision as to what I was going to do. So, to be fair, I kind of feel like I was only looking for reassurance that what I was doing was right. And I'm not really sure if that came through or not, but every bit of input I got was pretty much the same, and it was what I already wanted to do. and what I thought was the best case. So thanks for anyone that reached out. It's appreciated. But yeah, it definitely, like, looking back on it already, seems like I was just looking for that affirmation and reassurance. So yeah, it is what it is. It's funny when you don't see that on the front end. So that was episode 39, and it was recorded on May 21st. And I'd been thinking about it for some time prior to recording, and then it is now June 11th, and I just made the changes official yesterday. So here's what's new. Man, that glare is killing me. Okay, here's what's new. My personal Instagram and Twitter accounts have changed from @Andrew_Vargason to GrindworksAV. No underscore, no nothing. This is uncommon for me because I like the underscore, but for uniformity across platforms, it's kind of annoying when some have it, some don't, so I just nixed it and didn't include it. On Instagram and Twitter, those accounts for Grindworks BMX have remained unchanged, and they are still @Grindworks_BMX. My Facebook account is not changing, and I don't have any immediate plans to create a page for the Grindworks AV handle. That could change in the future depending on what I plan to do with it, and I may get into that. The Xbox gamer tag, Steam gamer tag, Discord username, and the Mixer channel have been changed from @GrindworksBMX to @GrindworksAV. It's subtle, and I hope it goes pretty much unnoticed on those channels, but it'll ultimately fix the GrindworksBMX branding that I had issues with. And we'll also remove any Grindworks BMX branding from Xbox, Steam, Discord, and Mixer. So if you're looking for me on there, check out Grindworks AV. I'm pretty stoked on it, though. So if you're interested in what I have going on my personal account on Instagram, it's Grindworks AV. I kind of jumbled what I wrote there. All right, let me backtrack a second. If you're interested in what I have going on outside of Grindworks BMX, follow my personal Instagram and check out the Mixer channel at some point. Now that I have the branding sorted out, I can freely post what's going on without feeling like I'm bothering people in the wrong crowd. So, you know, if you're watching Grindworks AV on Mixer, you can go to Grindworks AV on Instagram and everything makes sense. Yay! So this brings up an interesting topic that I don't know if anyone cares about, but I've interviewed a whole bunch of dudes in previous episodes, but I don't think I've ever really gotten into too much about me, only bits and pieces here and there. So I'm going to do like a super high level thing real quick for you. I'm Andrew Vargason, 32 years old, originally from Vestal, New York. Went to school for mechanical engineering, worked as a design engineer, manufacturing engineer, applications engineer, quality engineer, blah, blah, blah. Moved to Pittsburgh in 2014 and am now the director of engineering and quality assurance manager at the company I currently work for. I could have a whole discussion on titles because I think they're funny. And I think it's funny how your title morphs depending on what you're trying to do and who you're talking to. But I don't really want to get into that. Anyway, married to my wife, Rachel. That's like redundant. Married to my wife. No kidding. And have a 2-year-old son, Ryder. Rachel and I have been together like 10 years. Married for, I don't know, 3? Something like that. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Love you too. Ridden BMX since like 1998. And play video games on and off throughout the years. Never really been a huge, huge passion of mine. But that does tie in pretty closely with why I'm shifting some of the branding around anyway. So, figured I'd throw it out there. Okay, that's it. You're all caught up. Everything's done. That was super weird. Could have been way better if someone else did the interview for me. But, next topic. Jams. We announced the Instajams back in episode 37, and we're now just wrapping up week 4 out of what we have tentatively 8 weeks, technically 9 because there was a week 0, and I've got a couple ideas for a few more if I really, really feel like pushing it, but we'll see. Currently, engagement is decent, but I want more people to participate, so you really have no reason not to. It's pretty simple. I put something out there as an idea and you run with it, however you interpret it. But, please,
for the love of God and all that is holy, my anus is bleeding!
For the love of God and all that is holy, include the shout out in the clip. I'm begging you. There's only one rule, and it's not that hard to follow. So, for me to repost your clip and send you free stuff, just include the shout out. Again, you can do it verbal, as in like Grundrisch BMX in the clip somewhere, like looking at the camera or your filmer saying it. Or, like, pan to a sticker or a handwritten thing. Just some sort of, like, written shout-out or verbal shout-out. And the whole function of this is to prove that you recorded the clip with intent to enter it into the Instajams. We aren't taking old clips. So, I want you to go out and do something because you wanted to enter the Instajams. And not just, like, see the thing afterwards and go, I guess I'll tag Grindworks in it too. It's lazy. So, that's not really what we're trying to do. So, yeah. Anyway, we also just finished up our official jam flyers and dropped those on Instagram a few days ago. So, the Pittsburgh Street Jam is going to be Saturday, August 1st. And as per tradition, the Binghamton Jam, which we hold at HCS Skate Park in Vestal, New York, is going to be 2 weeks later on Saturday, August 15th. So check out the flyers on Instagram. Tag your favorite BMX media site and ask them why they haven't shared it. And then also tag your favorite company and tell them to sponsor it. Marketing. Theoretically, this should be a pretty short episode, which at this point you will already know to be true and or a complete lie. But I'm not doing a practice run, so this is what it is. As I always say, I'm not pretending to be some polished podcast, so here it is. You get what you get. At this point, we're pretty short, so I like it. With that said, have I ever told you how much I dislike editing podcasts? That's why I don't do it. Had a few recently that I've had to either adjust some minor things, add jokes in, or do some serious trimming. So, seriously, I don't know how people do it. I'm definitely more of a, like, record it and post it guy. Call it good. So I think it's because I have so many other things on my plate all the time that I'd rather be doing anything else other than listening to myself talk over and over while cleaning up audio. But, But alas, You'll have noticed that I didn't... I am just unable to read. You'll notice that I even did it with this one in a few spots, as far as cleaning up audio and editing and adding some jokes in, blah, blah, blah. Not sure what's even happening with that lately. Just between typing up notes ahead of time, pre-screening some questions, cleaning up the recordings in post, it feels like we're accidentally becoming a little bit more just slightly legit. But probably not, because I don't think I'm going to keep doing it. We'll see. Or I'll just, like, go off the deep end and make it even better. If I could only get rid of that glare. That glare is just killing me. I need to reposition this light or not use it. I could also do that. I could just not use it. Anyway, mentioned in episode 39 that I got a vinyl cutter. Been doing a few fun little projects for some friends, but nothing really on a production scale yet. Been playing with some multicolor layering, refining the depth, pressure, speed. Got a couple samples right here of these ones I did for Matt O'Connell and his video project and crew, Bitch Cranks Anonymous. That's kind of hard to see. There we go. So they're all right. I don't know how it's going, but definitely looking to do some more. Also ran a couple of these ones. Peg Life guys. So if you want any, hit me up, let me know. Either the ones that I've ran here, or if you got your own custom idea, I'll see what I can do for you. So, anything else? No. Nope. Just the usual awkward closeout message that I'll just trail off on, because even after 43 episodes and literally writing one right in front of me, I still can't read it right. I just kind of fumble through it. It still just doesn't feel natural to do these. So anyway, thanks for checking out the episode. If you're watching it on YouTube, like the video, subscribe to the channel, comment if you so choose. If you're listening on any of the audio-only platforms like Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, Overcast, or anywhere else that you might catch this show, show it some love, leave it a 5-star review, hit the subscribe button, you know the drill. No matter where you're listening from, make sure you follow at grindworks_BMX on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat, and at grindworks_BMX without the underscore on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and Anchor. Catch you all next time. Peace. See ya. Whatever. This sucks. I'm out.